Natural Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Bound and determined to bolster America's border security, Senate Republicans are blocking a Democrat bill for billions more in U.S. military aid for Ukraine and Israel.
By a vote of 49-51, the Senate failed to give Majority Leader Schumer's bill the two-thirds majority it would have needed to advance. The measure was doomed by a major flare-up this week as senators were being briefed on the crisis in Ukraine and a heated argument broke out over U.S. border policy. Some Republicans are now demanding that the bill be coupled not only with more funding, but also with meaningful border policy reforms. The disagreement is likely to lead to new versions of an aid bill in coming days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
It was a fiery fourth debate between the Republican presidential candidates, four GOP contenders, Christie and DeSantis, Haley and Ramaswamy, sharing the stage last night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The number of unemployment applications filed ticked a bit higher last week.
While applications increased, the Labor Department reports the overall number of people in the U.S. collecting unemployment benefits fell after hitting its highest level in 2 years last week. Unemployment benefits claims rose by 1,000 to 220,000 for the week ending December 2nd. About 1.86 million were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended November 25th, 64,000 fewer than the previous week.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. All V-22 Osprey aircraft being grounded by the U.S. military. This comes a week after all service members on board an Osprey died in a crash off the coast of southern Japan. A preliminary investigation pointing to mechanical failure, not human error, as the cause. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 1 point, while the NASDAQ is up 91 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A gunman opened fire on the UNLV campus on Wednesday, killing three, seriously injuring a fourth person, and forcing students and faculty to barricade themselves in classrooms. Multiple sources say that 67-year-old Anthony Polito was the suspect. A law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigation told the Associated Press that the shooter was a professor who unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. Sheriff Kevin McMahill said a victim first reported to be in critical condition was taken to Sunrise Hospital is now stable. Four other people were taken to nearby hospitals for panic attacks, and several police officers received minor injuries. The gunman died in that shootout with law enforcement, according to Sheriff Kevin McMahill. The six Republican electors who submitted alternate certificates declaring Donald Trump the winner of the Nevada 2020 have been indicted. The defendants were indicted by a grand jury in the Clark County District Court. They've been charged with offering a false instrument for filing and uttering forged instruments, according to a statement from Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford's office. The six Nevadans who were charged are Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald, Clark County Republican Party Chair Jesse Law, who earlier Wednesday announced his run for Assembly, Republican National Committeeman Jim DeGraffenried, Nevada GOP Vice Chair Jim Pendle, Sean Meehan, and Eileen Rice. Tonight's opening night of this year's National Finals Rodeo has been canceled following the shocking on-campus shooting at UNLV on Wednesday. The rodeo is held at the Thomas and Mack Center on the UNLV campus and is scheduled to run through December 16th. The Cowboy Christmas at the Las Vegas Convention Center at South and Central Hall will continue. That, too, begins today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Got an accident at the south end of the resort corridor, I-15 southbound at Tropicana. That has taken up the left side of the roadway there. Looks like one left lane is blocked off there, 15 southbound at Tropicana. Also on the western beltway, 215 southbound near Far Hills. Minor accident being reported in the area. Not seeing too much backup, at least not yet, on southbound 215 approaching Far Hills. Downtown Las Vegas area is still slow because of an accident on 95 southbound after Eastern. Great looking day in the southern Nevada with clear sunny skies. Afternoon highs that will get to the mid-60s. And should cool down starting tomorrow into the upper 50s will be our high for the weekend. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. It is the program of record each and every day from 6 until 9. Good to have you with us. Last night, a spirited effort in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the fourth GOP presidential debate. And joining us to break it all down, Keith Skipper, the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, who joins us. You wanted fireworks. You got fireworks last night, Keith Skipper.
We sure did. Well, you know, I think that's what happens when you get down to four candidates on a stage, 2 hours to fill. That's a lot of speaking time, and we sure saw a lot of policy, and we saw a whole heck of a lot of fireworks.
I want to ask you, just over a month away from the first ballots being cast, and I guess my question is, will there be more debates, and have they been announced? Is Las Vegas going to get a debate or not?
I think we'll get some more clarity here soon. You know, we're hearing a lot from the candidates that they would like to have opportunities to have more opportunities to debate. They'd like to do different kind of formats, perhaps not debating all the candidates on stage. You know, when we do our RNC sanctioned events, we do it with the candidates. All candidates that qualify can be on the stage. So, you know, I think our debates committee is taking a lot of that into account. And, you know, I think they will consider the possibility of, you know, making it so that they don't have to only do RNC sanctioned debates, and that would free them up to do more. And so I think there'll be some clarity on that in the next few days, maybe up to a week, and from there we may see a lot more debates than what we've seen lately.
What would that look like? I mean, what are some of the suggestions that you're seeing floated? Would it be like a Nikki Haley against Ron DeSantis, which is essentially number one and number two outside of Donald J. Trump, obviously? Is that what it would look like?
We know that Ron DeSantis has said he wants to debate Nikki Haley one-on-one. A couple months ago, Vivek and Chris Christie wanted to debate one-on-one, which after tonight, that actually might be a very entertaining debate.
Wow.
And so we know that there are, and I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Vivek would like to debate Nikki one-on-one. And so, you know, it could be any kind of that kind of thing. And, you know, we like I said, these candidates have made that very, very clear that that's something that they are interested in. They'd like to perhaps even organize something directly on like a show. You know, Laura Ingraham was the one that wanted to moderate a debate between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. So they're, you know, these candidates have really, you know, they feel the need to really get out there, right? I mean, I think we're 39 days, something like that, until Iowa. And so we're at that, you know, they see the finish line now. It's no longer in a distance so far that they can't see it. It's right in front of them. And so they are looking for as many opportunities as possible. And so I know the debate committee is going to consider, you know, perhaps allowing them that opportunity.
All this being done, and Donald J. Trump has been sitting on the sidelines. Is there any indication, is the party getting any kind of indication that Donald Trump might participate in a debate or two debates that might be left before Iowa?
You know, I think he's made it his position very, very clear that he's not going to he's not going to participate in primary debates again. I think, you know, like most things, there's probably an asterisk right there because he is former President Donald J. Trump. He is. If nothing, he has shown that he enjoys keeping us all on our toes, right? So who knows? But, you know, right now they've made it clear that their strategy is not to participate in these. So, you know, I don't think we anticipate that he will, but perhaps he will. You know, perhaps things will change. Perhaps he changes his mind. But right now I think most people are moving forward with the belief that he will not be participating in debate.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. What do you think of what's been going on relative to the Biden administration and the problems they're having in their own party as to whether Joe Biden will be the nominee? Will it be Kamala Harris? Will it be Gavin Newsom? What do you make of all of this?
You know, I think what I take away is that his base, the, you know, Democrats, even Democrat elected officials, are ready to move on from Joe Biden. They have seen that he perhaps is not up to the job, and he also cannot do the job. You know, look at all the crises that we're seeing. And so I think that is where the base is. I don't think Joe Biden will ever get there. I think he truly believes that he can do this for another 4 years. You know, even though I would be concerned whether, you know, could he do it for another year? It's, you know, how many vacations in Delaware can you take before, you know, it's enough's enough. But then we're also seeing just some discontent, and especially with Israel. Since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, we're really seeing kind of this uprising within the Democrats, within their base. People who are taking to the streets and chanting, you know, from the river to the sea, and really kind of showing that there is this bigger movement than I think anyone really understood there to be when it comes to being anti-Israel and being pro Hamas. And so that's the stuff that, you know, we're seeing more and more of that. I don't know if you saw the testimonies. Elise Stefanik had four Ivy League presidents testifying the other day, and they refused to even say whether calls for genocide of Jews would constitute harassment. They refused to say that that would be harassment in their schools. That's the kind of stuff that I think we're seeing the divide between in the Democrat Party, and, you know, this far left wing of it has been successful in yanking Biden over to it. And will they be successful now that we're less than a year from Election Day? Who knows? But there certainly seems to be some unrest within the Democrat flank.
Yeah, it was Harvard, MIT, and University of Pennsylvania that were called on the carpet, and all three of them refused to say. They would depend on the context, I think, is the it was the term that was used by everybody. Are you surprised by the polling? I mean, the polling still is very strong, even in Iowa, where the former President Donald J. Trump has not achieved 50%, but he's close. Are you surprised, though, how the polling has held up for the former president?
It certainly is impressive. I will say, though, especially after 2022, I don't trust polls as much anymore. Not to say that I don't think the president has a huge lead. I feel very burned by the polling that we got in 2022. But, you know, there's no question that the former president has a very strong operation. But so does former governor, Governor Ron DeSantis. Ambassador Haley also has a very strong operation. So they all, you know, we are in this final sprint. You know, really, again, what we hear, you know, outside of Iowa is so much different than what I think Iowans hear. I mean, what they go through right now and what they are witnessing, what they see on the ground, you know, you really got to kind of be on the ground to feel it and see it and have probably a better understanding of what's going on. But, I mean, certainly polling is part of that. But, you know, it's a very exciting time in this party. It's a very good debate we're having. And you just can't wait to January 15th when this all starts. People start voting and we'll be off to the races and concluding this thing in Milwaukee next summer.
And just to clarify, the word was there were going to be two debates left. But Mike, I guess the question is, will there be two debates or will it be this crazy quilt thing that you were talking about where it might be Nikki Haley against Ron DeSantis? What's the deal? Will there be two organized debates with upwards of four candidates?
Like I said, we'll find out more in the next probably couple days about whether, you know, on that front. I would think that there would be. You know, we know that that there is a tradition, especially in New Hampshire, where they go to the St. Anselm College and the local affiliate there, WMUR and ABC, always do a debate. They've been doing it for, 25 years. I know that they are anticipating doing one themselves, and I know that there is interest in Iowa. But how and who is involved in that, I think we'll probably shake out here soon. But, again, we'll have some clarity here, and, of course, still hopeful that Nevada will get one as well. And then, you know, and then we could have upwards of even more than just two if these one-on-one debates become a thing, too.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Always good to visit with you, Keith. Thank you so much. If we don't talk to you before the holidays, happy holidays to you and your family. And I know we're going to be talking a lot over the course of the next 39-plus days. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kevin. Happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you as well if we don't speak again. And can't wait to get out there and see you all soon.
Very good. Keith Skipper joining us, the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. Coming up, the latest on the tragedy at UNLV, the horrible loss of life, three innocent victims. We have thousands of people that are impacted by what happened yesterday at UNLV. We'll get the latest from Kevin McMahill, the sheriff of Metro Police. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public, even as a public employee. you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
At EasyCater, we know ordering food for work can get complicated pretty fast.
We're going to need breakfast for the entire office on Thursday.
Janet wants really nice bagels.
Make sure some are gluten-free.
Make sure they have great coffee.
Can there also be waffles?
Janet has a hard stop at 9:30.
$15 a person,
max. I'm going to need itemized receipts for this.
Is the budget for breakfast different than the budget?
You're just going to grab it. Fine.
Company breakfast? Just use EasyCater. Food for work delivered on time as ordered with a huge variety. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. The day after the tragedy at UNLV, Kevin McMahill is a Metro Sheriff, and he updated the media about 5 o'clock last night on the situation at UNLV. Listen to this.
First, I would like to reiterate to all of you that there is no more ongoing threat to our community here in Las Vegas. I also like to tell you that we do know the identity of the suspect in this case, but I will not be releasing his name tonight until after the next of kin notification. As you all know, of course, this is a tragic day for all of us in Southern Nevada, and at approximately 11:45 a.m., LVMPD dispatch received reports of an active shooter at the UNLV campus. UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition. In addition to that, there were four additional people who were transported from the scene to nearby hospitals suffering from panic attacks. Two of our officers were treated at UMC for minor injuries, which were received while searching the vast rooms and buildings for victims at UNLV. Our hearts go out to the entire UNLV community. No student should have to fear pursuing their dreams on the college campus. What happened today is a heinous, unforgivable crime. But I want y'all to know something. It's a crime that we train for each and every day. When there is an active shooter threat, the men and women of the Southern Nevada first responder community, police, fire, and EMS come together to respond quickly and decisively with zero hesitation. Within minutes, both on and off duty responders race to the campus to prevent further loss of life. On a personal note, I'll tell you that after 1 October and all the time and effort and energy that we've put together in training with the men and women of law enforcement, the fire service, and EMS, watching how seamlessly they work together today made me very, very proud to be their sheriff. Importantly, there was a gathering just outside of the building where the students were playing games and eating food. There were tables set up for them to build Legos. And if it hadn't been for the heroic actions of one of those police officers who responded, there could have been countless additional lives taken. Armed confrontation of the suspect by law enforcement stopped the suspect's further actions.
There you have it, Kevin McMahill, the Metro Sheriff. I want to go to Cut 7 real quick. This is Joe Lombardo praising the police response to the UNLV shootings, and this comes from a guy that used to be the Metro Sheriff himself. This was Governor Lombardo yesterday.
I think it's important for people to realize the partnership that is formed as a result of my career at LVMPD and with Kevin, the sheriff himself, and the confidence that I was assured of when I got notified today. I had no doubt that the response would be appropriate, it would be swift, it would be quick, to the satisfaction of all the naysayers that we normally experience during critical incidents. And today, LVMPD did a fantastic job, along with the university PD did a fantastic job. And after the after action is settled here and our concern for the victims are bolstered and satisfied, I will be absolutely proud of the response of the first responders. I'll be absolutely proud of the community of UNLV, and I'll be absolutely proud of the community of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada.
That's the governor. Adam Garcia is the UNLV police chief, and how was the shooter? And by the way, on newscast, we're mentioning the name of the shooter, the alleged shooter, and one of the things that we do on this show is we don't give 15 minutes of fame to people who take innocent lives. We just won't do it. This was Adam Garcia. This is cut number 6. UNLV's police chief on how the shooter was taken down. Here we go.
On behalf of the chancellor, the board of regents, and President Whitfield, I am passing along our profound sense of loss for what occurred in the loss of life that took place. As the sheriff said, our officers collectively, UPD as well as Metro, responded to call for shots fired approximately 11:45. Two of our detectives responded to the scene and immediately engaged the suspect in a shootout. The suspect was struck and is deceased at this time. The campus was almost immediately closed, and out of an abundance of caution, all Nevada System of Higher Education institutions in Southern Nevada were as well closed. UNLV will remain closed for the remainder of today, tomorrow, and Friday, and additional determinations will be made as to whether or not the school, the university, will reopen next week, which will be finals week.
That was Adam Garcia, UNLV's police chief. Kevin McMahill briefed the media yesterday. This is cut 5. Metro Sheriff, and there was some question as to why the investigation and the police action has taken so long. And this was Kevin McMahill yesterday at a news briefing at police headquarters.
As soon as I listened to the comments of the other speakers, it took me back to when the sheriff and or the undersheriff and I were over at the scene.